Hi, my name is Sorelle, and I'm here today with Kyla Tustin, who is a passionate, authentic, and uplifting facilitator of change, author, and energy coach. Her mission in the world is to reawaken self-love and confidence by helping people go from self-loathing to self-loving, figuring out what might they might be believing that isn't true about them, clearing that energy, and helping them realize how amazing they are. So thank you so much for having us here today.
Thank you for having me in this beautiful location.
It is an awesome location. We just had some kookaburras, so it's truly Australian. Let's get straight into it.
Yep.
Can you tell us, why is it that some people are born with confidence and others struggle to get it?
Definitely. So I really believe that no one is truly born with confidence, but what actually happens is, based on the environment that you're born into, you will create beliefs about yourself. And these beliefs then create who you believe in yourself, and the thoughts and the patterns and everything that run through you. And it's based on those of how you feel about yourself, because all the thoughts that are running through your subconscious are then going to create the feelings of how you feel about yourself. Mm-hmm. And also, it's really that all of us have different reasons for being here and different learnings in this lifetime. And so for some people, they may have a projection of confidence, mm-hmm. and that may be them understanding themselves more deeply, whereas other people just may not know who they are, and they then need to take that journey back to finding themselves.
Absolutely.
So for myself, for example, on the outside for many years, I looked really confident. And in high school, and even back in the days in the world of finance, no one could have believed that deep down I guess had that energy of self-loathing, or that had no confidence whatsoever. But it's that projection and that mask that we can give off that is confidence. But sometimes below that, there is kind of high levels of anxiety and stress, and just that sense of not knowing who you are.
Mm, absolutely. I've got to say, I've been there myself.
Yeah.
I used to put on a very strong mask, you know, everything was perfect,
yeah.
way over the top bubbly, because I thought that's what you had to do.
Yeah.
You couldn't present to the world that you were more, you know, you had your down days. And I remember my sister actually saying to me one time when I broke down in front of her, she was like, thank goodness you're actually human. And I always try to be like you, but now I know, you know, I wanted to be positive all the time, but now I realize it's okay. Like, you also go through your moments.
Totally. So. And that's one of the things that I was mentioning before to talk about today, which is the shadow. And the shadow is really those emotions that we perceive as negative, but they're not really. There's no good or bad when it comes to any emotions. And so when we're actually being authentic, and we are allowing ourselves to acknowledge that some days we feel sad, mm-hmm. some days we feel angry, and some days we feel fearful, then that's when we become truly confident. Because then inside, we allow ourselves to accept all parts of ourselves and understand that. But what happens is, at a really young age, we get taught to, it'll be okay, or we're rewarded when we are feeling happy or positive. And so then it instills in us this belief that it's actually bad to feel those emotions. So then we block them down, and they get stuck in our body, which then that all of those feelings get stored up, and that in itself creates those energies of pessimism, because deep inside of us there's these blocks, which means that impacts our confidence as well.
Definitely.
So it's this like self-perpetuating cycle, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm. And that's great. I think a lot of people think that they do have to put that mask on.
Yeah.
You know, nothing's negative is going to happen. My life is perfect.
Yeah.
And they see celebrities and their lives look perfect, and they want to be like that. But celebrities' lives aren't perfect. They are human. And I like how someone mentioned to me once, if you truly want to love yourself, you have to accept that 50% of you, or, you know, a percentage of you, quite a significant amount, is going to be, you know, sad, negative at times. So if you can't love yourself if you're trying to push away that other 50%.
Definitely. Because you're not being authentic to yourself.
Absolutely.
And as you say, then what happens is, you're like with your sister, we don't actually have authentic relationships.
That's very true.
Because we end up putting this wall up that impacts our confidence and self-esteem, but also impacts our relationships, because people think that on the outside we're feeling so great all the time, that then it makes them feel worse about themselves.
Exactly.
So when we actually open up and create more authentic relationships, then we feel better about ourselves at the same time.
So true. Can't agree more. And my relationship with my sister now, that she sees I'm human, is a lot better.
Yeah. And now that you see it.
Exactly. That's right. So what do you think is the critical piece to having true confidence?
So I really believe that it comes down to self-love, mm-hmm. but to get to that place of self-love, the first initial stage is getting to know yourself. So it really comes down to self-awareness, because as women and as men, we're born to connect. That's part of the reason that we're here. Yet, so to do that, what happens is often we'll try to be somebody else. And so in our younger years, we'll look outside of ourselves and we'll say, okay, well, what are the popular kids doing? And then we'll try and mimic them, or we'll look at other people's behaviours of people that we see as popular, and we'll try and copy what they do. But it means that we end up losing ourselves mm-hmm. in the process, and we lose all those beautiful qualities that we were born with because we're trying to be somebody else. So as we take the journey of really clearing out all of those beliefs that were created in childhood that are in our subconscious that are not ours, mm-hmm. and we really start coming back to, well, what are the gifts and the strengths and the talents and even the values that are important to us, we then understand who we are, mm-hmm. and then that opens up the world of self-love, because we can't love ourselves if we don't know who we are.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a really big thing, especially amongst the community at Pin Up Passion.
Yeah.
A lot of women look to, you know, the media, and they keep seeing mm-hmm. images of, you know, women with size zero bodies, yeah. and, you know, perfect hair and perfect skin, which might be photoshopped.
Yeah, definitely.
Which probably is photoshopped. And they try to be that without realizing that whatever they have is exactly what they need in this lifetime to get them through and on their journey of whatever lesson it might be in this life.
Definitely. And I think we have, as women and as role models, we've got a responsibility now to own and love ourselves, because the younger generations mimic us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we think about that, it's like yeah. we need to be in our power in the beauty that comes with that, mm-hmm. and to own who we are, so that we can really encourage the next generations to do the same,
so
and to feel strong within themselves without that need to manipulate or control relationships, but to just be true to yourself.
I actually really love that, mentioning, you know, if you've got someone younger looking up to you, there's nothing more powerful and more, I don't know, it's such a nice feeling to be around someone that just knows who they are, they're
yeah.
confident, and they allow themselves to be authentic.
Yeah.
You don't want to be around people that are fake.
No.
And you feel that about
yeah.
their energy,
yeah.
you feel that about how they speak and so forth.
Visit us.
All right, great. And so self-love, why is it so critical, and yeah. how can someone who doesn't have that right now, how
yeah.
can they begin that journey?
Going within is the number one, because what we do is we externalize everything. So we look for outside of ourselves for validation, and that's what we get taught. We get taught in schools that you pass an exam or you're number one student, then you've done a really good job, so you're a good girl,
yeah.
Or boy. But what we really want to focus on is, well, how does that make you feel inside? So again, it comes back to those feelings, because that's going to change the way that you feel inside and you feel about yourself. So I would really encourage people to start looking at, okay, when it comes to confidence, what's my goal? What do I actually want to achieve? Because for each person, it's going to be totally different of how you're going to know when you feel truly confident in yourself. So once you can determine, well, what that goal is, or even what a goal is to create your heart's desire, you then need to bring your behaviours and your actions into alignment with that. So then you can be asking yourself, okay, well, does this behaviour or does this action or does this choice that I'm taking, is that in alignment with where I want to go? Because we spend all our lives practicing judgment and criticism and focusing on the things that we don't do right, that we lose touch with all of the good things.
Yeah.
So really, when it comes to self-love, it's about starting to praise yourself and becoming your biggest advocate. And so even if it means walking down the street and actually saying, I love myself today, and it will feel uncomfortable to start, because there's this whole idea that loving yourself is arrogant.
It's wrong.
And it's wrong.
It annoys me so much.
Well, because the loving ourself that we're talking about is, it's pure. It doesn't put other people down.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you better than anybody else. It just means that you are you and they are them. And there is this level of self-acceptance, because if you love yourself and if you accept yourself, you're going to love and accept other people, because everything yeah. else is a mirror.
That's very true.
And so the journey to self-love is about beginning to know yourself. And really, I do a lot of work with people around values. Mm-hmm. So what is it in your life that's important to you?
Definitely.
Because we can grow up and we can look at our parents' values and take them on board, but that may not be what's important to us. So really clearing through obviously some belief work. So looking at, well, what beliefs are stopping me from loving myself? A big one, I'm not enough. Mm. I'm not sure if everyone in the world has it, but a lot of us are really running on that survival pattern of never being enough, which means we strive for perfection that's just not there.
Definitely.
So looking at what beliefs are held inside of you, working on clearing those, and then just allowing yourself to be who you are and to take action. So I talk to a lot of clients about daily acts of self-love. Mm-hmm. And so choosing some daily acts of self-love, it may be going for a massage or buying yourself flowers or just picking a flower for yourself. But you see, even a Valentine's Day is a perfect example of all these women walking down the street with all these flowers. And so women judge themselves.
Yes.
They then feel bad about themselves. Whereas imagine if we all just went and bought ourselves flowers.
We didn't rely on anyone else to make us
exactly.
happy.
Exactly. Yeah. And we didn't rely on that external validation. We actually start praising ourselves, letting ourselves know that we're doing a really good job, and focusing on the things we do right rather than the things that we think we do wrong all the time.
Definitely. I just want to go back to one of the things you mentioned about values and, you know, figuring out what's really important to you.
Yeah.
Because I did a lot of work on myself trying to figure out what it is that's really important to me.
Yeah.
And once I figured it out that, you know, I love business, I love empowering women.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, everything else that I tried to do, tried to be, like, I just, everything dripped away, and I just had this small tunnel now that I could focus on instead of trying to be so many different things, which never made me happy.
No.
So one of the most powerful things I did in my life was take the time to realize, what do I want to dedicate my life to?
Yeah.
Figure out what I enjoy doing, which is, you know, education, reading tons of books, you know, going dancing every now and again.
Yeah.
And partying, for example, wasn't something that I enjoyed doing. So I no longer beat myself up about it.
Yeah.
Whereas before I thought, oh, I'm just, something's wrong with me. I'm 20, you know, 24. I don't want to party. Like every other person wants to party.
Yeah.
But so that was really relieving to know.
You did better than me. I did it and then regretted it. Because it wasn't who I was, but and that's exactly it. Like growing up, to shut down everything I was feeling because I had a heightened sensitivity to feel what other people were feeling as well, then to shut it down, I would just go and get hammered. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't my authentic self. And now that I look back, I know that that was the path I needed to go on so that I can show other people and this younger generation's coming up that it's okay to feel feelings. Mm-hmm. When it comes down to knowing your values, and I saw a TV program and they were doing values with kids of the age of 4.
Oh, that's awesome.
And
that makes me so happy.
Yeah, how amazing is that? But it was interesting to see how the kids' values were based on the environment and things that had been going on in their family so far. Which is because that is what's going to be most important to you. You're going to have a passion. Like for me, confidence and self-love and self-acceptance is a passion because I've been on the other side and I want to show people that there's another way of being authentic and actually enjoying life. Before I thought I enjoyed life, but now I really enjoy life. And I can be in that place of joy, but I can also sometimes find joy in the sadness.
Yes.
Because there's days where we do have tough days and we have great days, but it's about embracing all of them and knowing that we learn from all of them.
Definitely. And not punishing yourself when you have a bad day. Just, you know, experience it. It's happening. What lesson do you need to get out of it?
Yeah.
So instead of looking at it as, oh, something wrong with me, just be like, okay, I'm trying to be taught something right now.
Definitely.
Don't try to suppress the feeling because it's there for a reason.
Yeah, because you try and hide it and it's still there.
Absolutely.
Try and shove it down with anything, if it's food or anything like that. All you're doing is just suppressing it. And they say when it comes to what you resist persists. So it's just going to come up even stronger. And that's, I guess, where... And when we talk about being in the emotions and acknowledging your feelings, it's not about projecting them. Mm-hmm. So it's not a going, okay, I feel angry, so I'm going to go and yell at them and blame them. It's about acknowledging that simply, I feel angry.
Yes.
And when we just allow that energy, then that allows us to come back to ourselves and feel confident within ourselves because we know ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So you describe yourself as someone that changes energy or the way we feel.
Yep.
What does that mean regarding to confidence? And does this mean that anybody can change the way they feel and start getting confidence.
Definitely. I don't take credit for anything that I do with clients, if it's in workshops, if it's in one-on-one sessions, because the way that I work is they're changing it themselves. I might be the facilitator of that and supporting the process, but when it comes to changing energy, deep down we all know what's going on. Most of us know ourselves quite well, but it's that we try and run away from that. We try and avoid it and we try and be somebody else, which is where I think a lot of the confidence and self-esteem issues come from, because we're trying to be somebody else. So of course you're not going to feel confident in or comfortable in that role, because it's not who you are. So when it comes to changing how you feel, firstly it's acknowledging it, but then it's that process of looking at, well, what are the thoughts that are running through me? Because you'll see, I'm going to give you a cycle which we can put up to show people that our experiences create thoughts that create emotions, that create actions and behaviors, which then impact our physiology. So if we look at that cycle and we want to create a confidence cycle, then we've got to start practicing confident thoughts, we've got to start acknowledging and practicing confident feelings, and then everything else just starts from there. So that's how we change how we feel, is by firstly acknowledging it, but becoming self-aware and figuring out, well, what's impacting me from feeling confident? Is it that when I was a child I didn't feel enough, or that I'm a Virgo and I have this tendency to want to be perfect? So whatever it is for each person, it's going to be different. But it also comes down to acknowledging the traits within you that you may have thought were negative before. I'm totally controlling and really bossy sometimes. But when I was able to acknowledge those and be okay with that, the power that that has over you weakens, well, it lessens in a way. And then it doesn't actually matter, because you can see yourself and you can catch yourself before you do it. Whereas before, it's like it's just running away from you and there's nothing you can do. Whereas once you become self-aware, that's how you change how you feel, because it's you're changing the way you look at yourself. And you're being kind and you're being compassionate no matter what your experience is.
Definitely. I actually love when you mention, you know, that you're bossy. Sometimes I can be such a pain in the butt at times. So, but just being able to say, hey, that's me, and allowing myself to be human.
Definitely.
Wow. That would shed so much light. Like, it doesn't matter anymore. No. You've got your moments just like everybody else on the planet.
And we're human. We've chosen to be human.
Exactly, exactly.
And I think sometimes we forget that, and we look at all of these people in the media that we perceive as perfect. But what I talk to clients about is that that's just what you see on the outside. I'm sure a lot of people look at us and they think that everything in your day is perfect, but they don't see that behind there is a much deeper level, and there's always different aspects going on. But what I hope we're creating is a world where actually in all our relationships you can be authentic about how you're feeling, so that there aren't any masks and the walls kind of start breaking down, so that energy of kindness to yourself can go out to others. Because if they are having a bad day, you know why. And then that way you don't take it personally or think it's about you, because they have acknowledged that I'm just having a tough day.
Yes.
And then that's where all of this change from within comes from. And so when I say changing the way we feel, it's about...
Oh, hello.
Wow.
This is probably the best moment on camera.
Hello. Do you want to say something?
That is so cool. Hey, mister.
Hello. I don't know what I was talking about.
I know, it's just... So, Carla, for anybody watching right now, if they want to start their journey on to getting confident, what is the number one thing that they can start doing right now to get them there?
So I would definitely, we've spoken a lot about values, look at what your values are. And I've got a worksheet that we can attach to this, which is a really simple, basic way for you to create your values hierarchy. You could start looking at values so you know what's important to you, but then create a confidence goal and actually create it in a statement that's already happened, and then really repeat that goal. When it comes to practice makes perfect, so it's about starting to practice confidence.
Definitely.
So actually affirming the goal and then aligning your behaviours with that. And it may feel like it's a really big task to start, but if you just start small and start at the beginning, then what you're doing is you're creating new patterns within yourself energetically and emotionally and at the same time. So if we start by having that goal and then going, okay, well, what are some small success strategies that I might want to align to that? And I would encourage people to not make them huge, because then what happens is we have all these faulty thinking patterns that come in and they tell you, see, you've done this before, it's not going to work, you've tried everything and nothing's ever worked, you're just always going to be this way. Or even the belief that, do you know what, you're just low in confidence and that's who you are.
Definitely. And I think when people also, if you have a huge goal and it's so hard to reach it, you know, break it down first. But if you keep failing at those goals, it'll manifest, like your self-worth will go down.
Definitely. And part of the goal is also acknowledging where you already feel confident, because some of us may feel confident at work but then in a social situation not feel confident. So if you start looking at those actions around, okay, well, where do I already feel confident, and focusing on those rather than focusing on the areas where you don't, because we have these different patterns and different ways of thinking, and some of them are to focus on the negative. And so if you focus on the areas of your life where you are lacking confidence or you believe that you are, then that's what you continue to affirming. And then we go back to your beliefs create your reality. So if you're continuing to tell yourself that you're low in confidence, then that's how you're going to feel.
Exactly.
Whereas if you start to go, well, you know what, okay, maybe in that environment I feel a little bit low in confidence, but when I'm with my friends or when I'm here or when I'm cooking in the kitchen or wherever it may be, I do feel confident, and really start focusing on that area at the same time. And your daily acts of self-love. So start choosing something small, big, whatever it might be, where you actually start affirming self-love within yourself. And for some people it may feel like it's like lifetimes away but to actually get to that. But if you just start seeing anything that you do, you're actually affirming it as an act of self-love. For me, for example, love yoga, meditation, going for a run and a swim on the beach, for me they're all acts of self-love. Love, because they're supporting me in the goals and the direction that I want to go, but they're also telling me that I'm worth it, that I'm worth making that time. And if we focus on perfectionism and everything like that, often what we do is we're always trying to get that external validation, which means that we're always doing for others. So the acts of self-love fill up your love bucket for yourself, but also fill up your energy, because we just can't be giving all the time.
Definitely.
Because it just means that we're not bringing that energy back into ourself. And if we quickly go into talking about energy centers and energy meridians, self-love is all to do with your heart chakra and your high heart. So that's all about that energy of giving and receiving. So if you're not giving yourself self-love, or even receiving it when other people, if you just say no thank you all the time and you're never actually receiving that in, then it's going to be a lot harder to feel confident and love yourself. Whereas if you say thank you, actually, yeah, I do deserve that, then you start to affirm that.
Definitely.
So that was a lot of starting points.
But they're great. They're quite easy to do. And there'll be some, you know, exercises that we attach. So
yeah, definitely. So I've done a whole sheet of probably about some different tips and tricks to killer confidence.
Excellent.
And there's a couple little videos on there. And so we can attach all of that. And that, there's some really easy starting points. And there's some and belief exercises on there for people too.
Definitely. And I think this is also tying in with all the interviews that I've done. Actually, it's practice is. I mean, confidence is practice. You gotta put the effort in to get the rewards out.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Absolutely. Fake it till you make it work.
But fake it in a way you're being authentic to yourself.
Yes, exactly. Don't
fake it by trying to be somebody
exactly,
else.
Exactly.
But it's more about just faking that you feel confident on the inside, because then that's what you're going to create. And in a way, what it's actually being is being authentic.
Absolutely.
Because deep down inside of you, you actually are confident. And deep down, you are self-love, because we all are. So it's like we've just got the old peeling the layers of the onion analogy.
Onion.
It's about peeling those layers, because I do in workshops with young kids, we put a crystal in the bowl of water and some food dye and show them that every time they've said something negative or someone said it about them, that the food dye the colour of that water. So it's still just there, the crystal's still there. So it's like the crystal in us, it is our essence. It is that self-love, it's that confident part of us. It is within absolutely everyone, but it's just that we've just got to go find it.
Oh no!
Even if a bird poops on you,
you can still feel confident in yourself. Doing well. You're doing okay. Oh my goodness. I don't think that's poop. I think it might be water.
Might be wheat.
Bird wheat.
Bird, what are you doing to me?
So to finish up on this beautiful note, yes. If anyone wants to get in touch with you for expertise on how to get the bird to pee on you.
Yeah.
No, but what you've mentioned is actually amazing. So how can people get in touch with you?
Definitely. So my website is www.yourpowercentre.com and my Facebook page is Your Power Centre. So just come over there and visit me. There's lots of free tools and resources and meditations on there as well, because a key way to starting to feel confident as well is going within but creating peace of mind. Mm-hmm. So there's lots of free tools and tips and everything on there as well.
Excellent. And guys, please take advantage of these. Confidence is, as we mentioned, it is practice, and these tools are sensational. So jump on board and visit Kyla's website. Thank you so much for your time. It's been awesome. Great fun. The kookaburra coming along. Loved it. So really appreciate it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. And I look forward to hearing everyone's stories of how they've found their confident adventure.
Excellent. Thank you.
He's talking obviously about pretty confident.
Yes. Yeah. Do they usually come up?
No, I've never known
this
one to come
is
insane.
Kyla, can you tell us one tip if someone's watching, if they want to start being confident? Oh my goodness. Oh,
was that poo?
No. It was not.
Maybe we could take some outtakes.
Yeah, I think there'll be a lot of these ones.